things all right.
KC News Time is 2:09. Don Corey reporting. In this morning's news, two St. Louis area school districts are asking voters again today to approve operating tax levies. The Hazelwood District in St. Louis County is seeking approval of a $5.54 per $100 assessed valuation operating levy and a $3,200,000 bond issue for classroom construction. It is the district's fifth tax election. Another St. Louis County district, Riverview Gardens, is seeking approval of a $5.13 levy. If the levies are not approved, schools will be closed in both districts on Friday in Riverview Gardens, November 17th in Hazelwood. About 50 elderly persons are to gather at St. Louis City Hall this afternoon to drum up support for a library tax increase to be voted on November 3rd. The senior citizens are particularly interested in the library services to older persons, the ill, and the physically handicapped. The library is seeking a 10-cent increase in its tax rate, raising the levy to 25 cents. Governor Docking and Kansas Attorney General Kent Frizzle agreed it was wrong to call off a reserve officers' training corps review at the University of Kansas last spring, but the two top contenders for the Kansas governorship disagreed on just about everything else in the face-to-face televised debate that originated at station WIBW in Topeka and was carried by 43 area stations. The hottest exchange centered around recent charges of conflict of interest against the Democratic governor who is seeking his third term. Voters in Washington, Missouri have approved a 1-cent city sales tax by a margin of 935 to 538. The city of about 9,000, located some 45 miles west of St. Louis, became the 23rd city in the state to approve such a tax. The estimated $200,000 annually to be generated by the tax will be used for a capital improvements program. The tax becomes effective April 1st. Finally, in this morning's news, a man was shot to death in an apartment at 9818 East 61st Street in the Kansas City suburb of Raytown Tuesday. One man is being held for investigation. The victim is 31-year-old Tommy Dean Hansk, who was convicted of first-degree robbery in 1964 and had a long record of arrests. He was shot in the chin with a .38 caliber weapon. Police quoted a neighbor as saying two men ran out of the apartment about the estimated time of Hank's death. One of them appeared to be wounded. Officers say a car found at the apartment building had been stolen in Kansas City. That's KC News weather forecast after this.
Why guess about drugs when you can have the facts? Write for free booklets to National Institute of Mental Health, Box 1080, Washington, D.C., 20013.
KC St. Louis weather for the remainder of the night, clearing some local fog by morning with a low in the mid-40s. Fair to partly cloudy Wednesday through Thursday with a high Wednesday around 70. Low Wednesday night around 50. A little warmer for Thursday. Right now under St. Louis, 54 degrees at 2:13. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Love You More Than You'll Ever Know at 219 under St. Louis. They were here in St. Louis in 1969. Anybody remember what month it was? Do you know? Do you remember? If you do, give me a call and be interested. I have a theory, but I don't want to mention it for fear of being incorrect. Do you remember what month, 1969?